It's Wednesday, December 18th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Elder Zhu Yonghai, a member of the Divine Love Fellowship of the Beijing Christian House Church, was once again barred from leaving his house during Human Rights Day, reports International Christian Concern. According to China Aid, in the morning of December 12th, Elder Yonghai was suddenly placed under house arrest and could not leave his home. 2 days prior, during Human Rights Day, he predicted that there would be guards outside his door to prevent him from attending human rights activities hosted by Western embassies, so he did not head out. To his surprise, he could not leave his home at all on December 12th. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." John 15, verse 18. On the eve of almost certain impeachment, President Donald Trump fired off a furious letter yesterday to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, denouncing the, quote, vicious crusade, end quote, against him, while Democrats amassed the votes they needed and Republicans looked ahead, vowing to defend Trump at next month's Senate trial, reports RealClearPolitics.com. Trump, who would be just the third U.S. president to be impeached, acknowledged he was powerless to stop today's vote. His lengthy accusatory letter to Pelosi seemed intended for the broad audience of citizens, including 2020 voters, watching history unfolding on Capitol Hill.
This has been a total sham from the beginning. Everybody knows it. I've never seen the Republican Party so united. It's been going on now for almost 3 years, and it probably started before I even won the election, based on what we're finding out. It's a disgrace.
Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set a course to quash Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's attempts to extend the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump by calling new witnesses as he pushes toward a goal of ending it swiftly in acquittal, reports Bloomberg.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury, to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rushed sloppily through it. The trajectory that the Democratic leader apparently wants to take us down before he's even heard opening arguments could set a nightmarish precedent for our institution.
President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been hospitalized for a cardiac event while serving his over 7-year sentence for charges related to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, reports ABC News. Disgust continues to swell over a Christmas special called The First Temptation of Christ on Netflix, depicting Jesus Christ as a closeted homosexual, with Bishop Joseph Strickland of Texas joining almost 2 million others and speaking out against it. Some, including the bishop, have gone as far as to cancel their subscriptions to Netflix, the video streaming service, reports LifeSite News. Produced by Porta dos Fundos, a Brazilian YouTube comedy group, the plot follows Jesus as he returns to Nazareth for his 30th birthday party, accompanied by an effeminate and flirtatious character named Orlando, who implies that he is romantically involved with Jesus. Later, Orlando reveals himself to be Lucifer, who seduced Jesus in the desert. David Clawson, Family Research Council's Director of Christian Ethics and Biblical Worldview, wrote, quote, "The portrayal of God as a sex-obsessed deity is reminiscent of the sordid escapades of Greek gods and goddesses, not the God of biblical Christianity," end quote. 1 Samuel 2, verse 2 says, "There is no one holy like the Lord." And finally, Amy Powell, wife of Third Day frontman Mac Powell, was released from the hospital after a ruptured aneurysm in her brain. And the singer gave God the glory, reports the Christian Post. He said, quote, "There is no doubt in our hearts and minds that God is listening to all of our prayers and healing Amy. The doctors are amazed at her progress and how well she's doing," end quote. Powell's wife was admitted to the hospital in November after the singer called emergency medical services for his wife, who was suffering intense pain described as an unbearable headache. A CT scan found bleeding on Amy's brain, necessitating a procedure in which doctors put 2 coils in her brain to help keep the aneurysm from bleeding and possibly rupturing. Psalm 66, verse 19 says, "But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 18th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.